For all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So, continuing here in the Ramah Siman Reishon on Gimel Sif Hey, we are on page Chav Dalet. I believe that's the same page in the Dershu. The last line of the Ramah. Okay? Now, we discussed this situation of being able to have a guy take a pot, put it on top of the burner that would heat up the house. It was not normally Derech Bishul. Not to do it on top of that kind of boiler that would be normally used to cook pots, because that would be derech bishul, and we discussed that a yid can't do it. Okay, now says Rama, Aval imakaderis ein chamin. He says, however, if your pot is still warm, muta lahamidam eitzol tana beis achares. So now you're not putting it down on top of the of this stove. You're putting it next to it. May achash and isbayer the tanurim shalano yeshlam din kira. This kind of wood-burning stove that heats the house, at the most, has a din of a kira, not the din of a tanner. It's not like the tanner of that they used to use to bake the breads, which were extremely, extremely hot, right? And therefore, it has a din of a kira. And since it has a din of a kira, okay, usmicha b'kira she'ena grufa ketuma k'din grufa ketuma. Remember we said early on that next to a stove, next to a kira, even if it's not Groof of a Ketuma, is the same rule as Groof of a Ketuma, and therefore, Le'ini Nesina allowed to put something on it. That if the pot, we said, that if in a case of a need, you could do Chazara as long as the pot is still hot, even if you put the pot down. If you have a pot that's completely cooked and the pot is still warm, you're allowed to put it next to V'chein, Haminik Poshik Lahatev, Ayin Lekaman Simen Shin Yudches, and see more about the Simen Shin Yudches. So that case would be mutter to do, even if it's going to warm up over there. Again, you're avoiding the problem of Mechsik and Mavashel because you're putting it next to it. So it's not Mechsik and Mavashel. It's still hot and it's the special called Tzarchi. There's no real Isser Bishel over here, even according to the Rashba that holds that if it got cooled off completely, there is an Isser Bishel. And therefore, you would be allowed to do that in this case. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif Katan Kuf Aleph. I believe, yeah. Sif Katan. Adayin Chamin. Afila Ein Hayatzalet Espen. So he tells us what we learned previously, that this rule that you're allowed to do the Chazara to next to the tanner, next to the kira, if as long as it's still warm. Warm just means that it still has some warmth with it. In this case, it doesn't even have to be yatzaledis. Mutal amidam, you'll have to put it next to it. Afila Yisrael, even the yid. Afila achash husak, even after the guy already lit the boiler for the house. Eitzel tana beis achayrav. Ava olav, not on top of it. V'kolshkin betoichin, to put it inside. Asa, kivin sheni garav v'katam, since it's not garav v'katam. As we learned yesterday, even to do it prior to the heating up, it's aser. Since it's right next to it, we have the problem of shem yichata, and this is not a fire that's covered. Because the pots on top are going to become hot. He says, although we said previously that the yid should not put the pot right on top, however, if the pot is still hot, people seem to be makel and would put it down themselves and then have the guy light the fire. The yeshlem ami al mashi yismeichu, they do have who to rely on. K'moy shikos av le'el be'ois pe aleph, ayin sham, as we said previously. Aval acha hesig, once it's turned on, if you're going to put it down on top, it should be with something covered. And we've already covered most of this stuff. I'll try to post later. I saw here in the Sefer has a very nice chart that gives all the scenarios of when we can do Chazara, when we cannot do Chazara, when we can leave it on the fire, when we cannot leave it on the fire. I'll try to scan it and post it a little bit later. Kedin grufa, next to has a din like grufa, it's sign of lima, but hey, can the hasa mutla hach safil of a Shabbos. If it was grufa, ketum, you can do it even on Shabbos. Hachanami, mutla lismach, bakira tanum shalonu, af kshenigar, putting it next to this boiler, next to this stove that would heat the house, is treated the same rules that we learned till now, as if it was gar for cotton, kvan espai, who, now, the Mishabru finish with a last line, the Ramah, not the Mishabru, the Ramah finish with a last line, what's he saying over there? So the Mishnah Berurah explains it to us. This is a separate point that he's bringing out. That you're allowed to put it down on the ground or on the counter, even though we said it is better to keep it in your hand, but we said Lamaisa, we have the Shita that holds that you don't have to keep it in your hand. And if you put it down, it's still okay. Although we did say it is better to try to hold on to it. Who I didn't lean in a lachzer, but lismach eight sultana to do it next to the oven, she ain't a garf, which is not garf a cotton. Hanal, a filim, hamide, mikardim, agavikaka, gamke mutter. It's also mutter. Okay, so that closes us out on Simon, Reishon, and Gimel. As we saw, very, very important siman, a lot of information. Okay, let's start siman reish nundalot. Okay, dine tafshila mechonim erev Shabbos gelu gamer b'Shabbos. So this is really a continuation of the last siman, and here we're talking about finishing up different foods on Shabbos. Now we'll see some of the scenarios he brings down here are not so negayah to us because it's not practically how we cook. However, there is certain halachas that do come out of this stuff that we're going to discuss over here that are applicable to here. So let's start with the machaber over here. Okay. Now, just before we start with the machaber, we do have to realize there are a couple of concepts over here. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, machlokes in the Gemara in Shabbos. When you have a there's a discussion over there that when you take the stove and we call it tuach betit, you seal up the door. Okay, you're sealing up the door, which covers the stove and the oven, and also covers up where the fire is. Okay, and there's a whole discussion over there in the Gemara that in certain cases tuach betit helps us out even in a scenario that it wouldn't be allowed if it was not sealed up. Now, what does the sealing up help? So there's really two different points that come out over there, and I'm just going to discuss conceptually, and then we'll see how this plays out. One point is that opening, there's certain scenarios that opening the oven door would make the food go bad, or make, it won't be good for the food. It will definitely degrade the quality, the taste of the food, okay? So therefore, what is the main problem of having food in there is shem yichata b'gecholim. However, since I won't be able to open, I won't open the door because that's going to degrade the quality of the food, I don't have to worry about shem yichata. There's another point that's brought down, so that's one. Another point brought down, no, that's not the chiddush, that's not the thing that saves us. That if it's if no matter if I have food in the oven and I seal up the door, then I will have a reminder that, hold on, it's Shabbos, I'll have to a pause, I can't open the door because it's going to create, because it's Shabbos and I can't be mechata with the Gecholim. So the question real of the in the Gemara is, do I need both? Do I need tuach betit and that it's bad for the food if I open it up, right? Or is either or the part that would be sufficient to be allow me to leave food in a oven that's not yet completely cooked? So this is just some concepts that we're going to be discussing over here, and we'll see how this plays out in the Mechaber and followed by the Ramah. Says the Mechaber, Afal pi shabasa chai muta lashoysay hanamil b'kedera. You remember we said that if I went ahead and I make a chulent and it's totally raw, in that chulent I have meat that's totally raw, I'm allowed to go ahead and we don't do this, but I'm allowed to go ahead and leave it on the fire. Why? Hey, yois, that it's totally raw. I'm a siach das from it for tonight. I obviously have no intention of eating this tonight, right? We're assuming it's the kind of meat that takes a couple of hours until it's cooked. So I have no intention of eating this tonight. I have no intention of eating it tonight. I'm not worried about Shemi Chata B'Cholim because I'm not eating it till tomorrow. There's no way I'm going to go ahead and play around with the fire. Okay, so that's what we said, that if something is totally raw, I can leave it on the fire. Says the Mechaber, so even though we said that, Avul Betzli Se'esala Eich, what happens if I'm roasting it? So I take my spit with my animal and all my food and I put it on top of my grill. Right? Also, raw doesn't help me. Why? What was the whole reason that raw helped in a pot? Because it takes a long time for it to get ready. But when it comes to roasting, it doesn't take so long. Okay? So therefore, I'm not Messiah das, says the Mechaber. Vahanimila, this that I told you that it doesn't help raw, but Basa Shah, right? Is we're talking about a bull, right? Or we're talking about an adult goat, right? So there, I want it to cook faster. It takes time for it to roast. However, it will still get roasted tonight for my meal tonight. And therefore, I might be mechatta b'cholim. So being the fact that it's raw doesn't help me at all. Aval, basar gedi, if you have a young kid, va'oif, or chicken, shemun t'tachim le'evrim, it's cut up. Mutta, then it's mutta. The loy chashinu, because there I'm not worried that I'm going to be stir the coals. Shem yichat bechalim yistarech. I'm going to burn it. Perish yates together. That's leaving. This is together on this trip. It's going to get overdone. So basa shor basa eis takes will be ready tonight, but still benefits from high heat. Basar gedi or basar oif, it will be ready tonight, but it doesn't benefit from higher heat. It's going to get burnt if I make the heat higher. Okay. So therefore, she'en etzarech el chamimus eis. I just want some warmth of the fire. Bavat. Okay. So that is the first part that the Mechaber tells us that we are the difference between cooking and roasting when it comes to meat. We have, depending if it's a meat that could be, so all these cases they could be ready that tonight. So therefore we have a concern. So it will depend. If it's the kind of meat that would benefit from higher heat, you're not allowed to do it. If it's the kind of meat that will get ruined by higher heat, you are allowed to do it. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. First, he starts off. I am a lifter. Sugasagamara, we discussed the. He goes through much longer, but we discussed the highlight of what's important for them. Mutalashoisa. I can go ahead and take a pot with raw meat and make my goulash and put it totally raw right on top of the fire. The kevin, since it's raw, I forget about it till tomorrow. The whole night it's going to cook without me stirring the coals. We went through this at length in Reshlin Gimel. However, when it comes to roasting, even though even if it's roasting in the oven, not roasting on a pit that it's turning outside, it's roasting in my oven, right? So I got a pile of coals on the bottom, a fire on the bottom. I put a bunch of logs. I light the fire. My meat's roasting on top of it. I might go ahead, open the door, and stir the coals. So therefore, it's a problem. Says the Mishnah, why does he say specifically over the fire? There's something called tzlikada. That means roasting in a pot. Roasting in a pot, for those of you who speak Yiddish, it's gedempft. That's the word that is used. What is roasting in a pot? It's basically potted meat that's done without a sauce, right? So a goulash, you have a liquid to it. A French roast, you have a liquid to it. You have like a kind of meat that you basically put in a pot. So it's roasted, but it ends up making its own juice that stays in the pot. So when you're roasting over a fire, the juice runs out. When you're roasting in a pot, the juice stays in the pot, right? So he says, Dinoi kikaderu mutalashoisi. That has the same rule as a pot. B'chai, if it's totally raw. Gam miyat ha-mechaber b'zeh, noisa gam ha-esh mamish. The sham, afilu b'basa gedi, asa gatam b'sif peiz, ayin sham. It's also, if it's sitting directly on the fire, that's also a problem. We'll get to that in sif peiz, that we don't have to worry about that right now. Asa l'anicha, you're not allowed to do it. Im lo yishi ha-shoy smad yom li yisnitza, unless you have enough time in the day, that's going to become roasted. Kol kach shi yim etztamek v'raloi. That if it's go at this point, it's losing, it's degrading by cooking more. So here we're talking about totally raw. Totally raw, I can't leave it on top of the fire. if it's already going to be totally roasted, according to the first sheet, then Reish Nun Gimel, or at a minimum, could Michael ben Desai, according to the second sheet, then Reish Nun Gimel, then I would be allowed to leave it because then I'm not relying on the heter of Chai. There, I'm relying on the fact that it is cooked already. Shem, why is this more? Why is Chai on a stovetop easier than raw on a tzli? Shema mayal is special. Kasra, because it cooks faster. Kasra, chayim simmerish and gimel. The meat and kidney is yirak as a shad devar rakim. Afilu b'kedera maharin l'spashu. Remember, we said that. When did we say that the raw helps? The raw helps for something that takes a long time to cook. If something that doesn't take a long time to cook, it doesn't help. Okay. Afilu b'chay chashin and shem yichat. Vayin l'kam b'sifches b'yilach hasham. So therefore, over here, we're talking about something that does roast quickly, and therefore it's going to be ready tonight. Therefore, it's a problem. The basa shar she basa kasher v'tzarach bishul yaitzach shin l'chatuya. When it comes to basa shar, you need a strong fire. Avu basa gedi. When it comes to young goat meat, a kid heinu gedi harach. It's a young goat. Sheheim minutachim. It's cut up. Avil im ena minutach. If it's a whole animal, tzarach bishul kasher ve'ez. A kishar ve'ez, then it needs the same cooking like a shar and an ez. Because there it's not going to burn if you do chitu. So, but if it's cut up, then it is muta beinim huchay legamri on the special success. Then it doesn't make a difference if it's even partially cooked or not partially cooked. Why? The loy chashinu. We're not concerned about shem yichata. Why? Sheim yichata. It's going to burn. If I do it, I'm going to ruin the meat. Doesn't make a difference if it's inside an oven, which is, and the opening is closed, or it's outside and the open on the fire, the hakel shari, that everything would be muta. Why? Because my concern of shem yichata goes away. That only if it's in an oven and the door is closed. That even if it's not sealed, the door, when it comes to gediyah and oif, opening the door, the ear would ruin the meat. But if you're doing it out in the open, so therefore, you turn on your grill before Shabbos, according to this, and you want to put your chicken right on top of it, this would be ready tonight. According to this shita, it would not be appropriate to do. Okay, let's stop over here. And in the Mi'atz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.